The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello, Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. Today we're going to be talking about a topic that's been on everyone's mind for many, many months, and that is the COVID pandemic and COVID vaccinations. But we're going to do it from a local perspective. Working here at the Health Department, we've been pretty much at ground zero of where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. And so we'll be offering some perspective on that. First, I'd like to just go over a few of the statistics around the COVID pandemic, both nationally and on a local level. So far in the U.S. to date, we've had approximately 427,000 fatalities, which is a tragedy by any measure. One fatality is one too many, but 427,000 is certainly a number to be reckoned with. Here in Ulster County, to date, we've had 9,087 confirmed cases and 205 fatalities. Our current positivity rate, in other words, the number of tests, the percentage of tests that come back positive, is 8% in Ulster County, and that's pretty high. So it really emphasizes the need to continue to take common sense protective measures and preventative measures, such as wearing a substantial mask, not just a bandana or what have you, but a decent mask like a KN95. Or a type of mask that really does that's multi-layer, that really does a good job of keeping virus particles out. And if you happen to be carrying an asymptomatic and not realize it, to keep from infecting others. And folks, with an 8% positivity rate in Ulster County, you can assume that one out of every five people that you meet out in public could be carrying COVID. And which puts you at risk. So when you wear a mask and you social distance, you're not only protecting yourself, you're protecting your family, and we're protecting each other. It's a mutual protection society, so to speak. So continue to do all of those things, as well as hand washing and so on. So that's a statistical situation. So the vaccines. So I know there's been a lot of frustration and anxiety around vaccines. The federal government really didn't have a comprehensive integrated plan, even though they did a pretty good job at developing the vaccines and getting them out there in a hurry. There was no real integrated plan from federal to state to local in terms of distributing and administering those vaccines. Case in point. So in New York State, New York State has administered about 98% of all of the vaccines that it got from the federal government. However, New York only gets about an average of 280,000 vaccines a day. A week, 280,000 a week. And yet there are 70 million New Yorkers who are eligible. And that doesn't even count adults under 65. That's just emergency workers, teachers, healthcare workers, and persons over 65. That number is 70 million in New York. New York only gets about 280,000 doses a week. At that rate, it would take 6 months to vaccinate just that initial eligibility group. If you added in adults under 65, that number would jump way, way up, because that's the majority of the population. So in Ulster County, we are geared up pretty much to administer about 50,000 doses of the vaccine each month. We set up a mass vaccination site at the Kate Walton Fieldhouse at Kingston High School. The county executive and his team, in fact, the entire county government has been mobilized to put that together. And many, many volunteers, and I'll talk about how you can become one of those volunteers later. So we're set up to do 50,000 a month. The problem is that the deliveries of vaccine have been sporadic at best. So, and there's been no real consistency in terms of scheduling deliveries. So, you know, I've been there on days when we were down to less than 100 doses, thinking we'd have to close the vaccination site for several days to try to figure out when and if more doses were arriving. And then out of left field, the next day would come 800 doses and so on. So it would be like that. So it made it extremely difficult to schedule the vaccination site, to schedule volunteers, to schedule county health department and county staff to be there. Not to mention appointments and people getting really frustrated. And then people would, you know, try to get appointments, and they found this throughout New York State, try to get appointments, but with the state not knowing necessarily what the next week's allocation might be or when it was coming and so on, it made it really hard without knowing beyond 1 week how you can schedule people for appointments if you're not even sure that you're going to have the vaccine. So most recently, President Biden, the Biden administration announced that they would be increasing allocations to the states and then to local governments by 16% a week, and that they would send 3 weeks worth of doses at a time, so that it makes the planning process a lot easier when we know that we have a reliable 3 week supply. We know exactly what that number is then. And then we can schedule when our vaccination sites will be open and how many people we can handle, how many people we need to schedule to work the site, how many volunteers we need, and so on and so forth. So that's all really, really critical. So let's get a little bit into vaccinations themselves, because, you know, we've had a lot of questions from people over the last few months about the vaccine itself. Notable question that comes to mind is, are the current vaccines safe? So first of all, you should know that neither of the two vaccines that have received emergency authorization by the FDA use live viruses. In fact, none of them even being tested use live viruses. In particular, the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines use new technology that basically, in layperson's terms, they use messenger RNA to carry a bit of the code of the spike protein that causes COVID into the cells and basically tell the cell, if you see this again, hit the alarm button so that your immune system comes and attacks that virus and eliminates it. Now, when I say eliminate it, it doesn't really eliminate it. What it does is viruses, in order to survive, need to replicate. They need to replicate in sufficient numbers. And then when they do reach a certain threshold, they make you sick. So these vaccines stimulate the immune response that knocks back the vaccine, keeps it from replicating enough so that it won't cause serious illness, that you won't become sick. And that doesn't mean that you can't still be a carrier, because you could. It just means that your immune system has knocked back the virus enough to not make you sick. So both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines have undergone clinical trials, which all vaccines must, comprising tens of thousands of people, over 70,000 people for each. Both have achieved an effectiveness, efficacy of 94% or better, and with no serious side effects. So the Federal Drug Administration, FDA, has granted emergency authorization for both vaccines, the Pfizer and the Moderna. And in New York State, Governor Cuomo set up a separate COVID-19 clinical advisory task force of top-notch medical professionals to conduct an independent safety review. So the answer to the question, are these vaccines safe? Absolutely. The one that's primarily being used in Ulster County right now is the Moderna vaccine. And it's really terrific. It has a great effectiveness rate. No serious side effects, and we wholeheartedly recommend getting the vaccine if, you know, unless you're under very special circumstances. If you're pregnant or immunocompromised or what have you, you should discuss with your healthcare provider first. Doesn't mean that you can't get the vaccine, just means you should discuss with your doctor and discuss any concerns or questions you may have, and then make your decision from there. So we'll go, we'll look more at the safety of these vaccines for other conditions. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Be back after these words.
This is a public service announcement from the New York State Smokers Quitline. For a limited time, we are offering up to 3 months of nicotine gum free for those looking to quit smoking or vaping. Call 1-866-NY-QUITS today to get your gum.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello, Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. Today, we're talking about the COVID pandemic and specifically COVID vaccines and what the situation is on the ground here, where the rubber meets the road, so to speak, right here in Ulster County. We talked a little bit about supply issues around the COVID vaccine. And before the break, we were talking about safety of the vaccines, because some people have expressed concern about that. And so we're going to try to answer some of those questions as best we can. So people want to know, if you've had allergic reactions to vaccines, can you still safely get the vaccination? So the Centers for Disease Control says that people who have experienced severe reactions to prior vaccines or injectable drugs can still get the two approved vaccines, which are Moderna and Pfizer, for COVID-19, but should discuss the risks with their healthcare provider first and should be monitored after receiving a vaccination. Now, if you come to our vaccination site at the Kate Walton Fieldhouse, after you've gone through a medical screening and you've gotten your vaccine, you immediately after getting the vaccine, you go to an observation area where you sit for 15 minutes and you basically are there and you're observed by volunteers or others who kind of keep an eye on you just to make sure that you haven't had any severe allergic reaction. In the unlikely event that you did, we have all the equipment and supplies and medicines on hand to counteract any allergic reaction. But, you know, if you've had allergic reactions before to any vaccines or injectable drugs, you should very definitely let whomever is providing the vaccine know that, and provisions can be made for you. So folks also want to know, what if I'm pregnant or have an underlying health condition that has compromised my immune system? Is it safe to get the COVID-19 vaccine and will it still be effective? When the vaccine trials were done for the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines and some of the others as well, because they needed to get the vaccine developed and out there in a hurry, they did not conduct trials with subgroups of the population, such as pregnant women or people who are immunocompromised. However, which means that they just didn't study those groups. So, for instance, if you're pregnant, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says that it recommends COVID-19 vaccine should not be withheld from pregnant individuals. However, it doesn't say that pregnant women should get it. It really, what that means is that if you're pregnant, or if you're immunocompromised, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't get the vaccine. It just means that you should discuss with your healthcare provider, with your doctor first, and get their input and guidance. And the same is true for any of the information that we provide here on Healthy Ulster Radio or any information on the county websites, that this information is all for for informational purposes only. It's not medical advice or nor should it be substituted for medical advice. You should check with your own healthcare provider. Folks want to know, can children get the COVID-19 vaccines? Again, same situation. When the clinical trials were conducted, they were not conducted with children. They were conducted with adults in the national case, adults 16 plus. But in New York, if your child is under age 18, you cannot presently get the vaccine. It doesn't mean that they won't ever be able to get the vaccine. There are tests, clinical trial tests underway now to study children, pregnant women, those who are immunocompromised. But in order to get the vaccine out as soon as possible to knock back this pandemic, they had to focus on the larger population group before they went to the subgroups of pregnant women to children to others. So there's a lot of ongoing research is taking place right now, and it may very well be available to children and others in the near future. We already talked about the availability of vaccines. So people want to know, if I've already had COVID-19 and recovered, do I still need to get a vaccine when it's available? And the answer is yes. The CDC recommends that you get vaccinated, even if you've already had COVID-19, because you can catch it more than once. And you more than likely have gotten some kind of short-term antibody protection after recovering from COVID-19. And we don't know how long that protection lasts. So it is very much recommended that you, when you become eligible and when you get an appointment, that you do opt to get the vaccine to protect yourself further. Do I need to avoid close contact with others and wear a mask after I've received two doses of the COVID-19 vaccine? The answer is a resounding yes. The reason why is what we discussed earlier, that these vaccines help trigger your immune system to recognize the COVID virus and knock it back sufficiently so that you don't get sick. Doesn't mean that the vaccine eliminates the virus entirely. It just knocks it back, keeps it from replicating enough so that you don't get sick, but it doesn't mean that you can't still be carrying. Even in the clinical trials did not test for people who might be carrying asymptomatically. They only tested for, did people get sick from the vaccine? And of course they found the effectiveness of the vaccine in keeping people from getting sick was amazing, over 94%, but doesn't mean that you can't still be caring. So yes, you should continue to practice protective and preventative measures to protect others. So, you know, you may have gotten the vaccine, but others haven't, and you don't want to jeopardize them, including your family. So people also want to know, what percentage of the population needs to be vaccinated in order to achieve herd immunity? So herd immunity really has to do with, it's a term that describes when enough people have protection, either from previous infection or vaccination, that it is unlikely that a virus or bacteria can spread and cause disease. That means that, you know, if you think of it as an ecosystem and you think of the virus as a predator and us as prey, the virus is going to replicate and spread where it has opportunity. Its opportunity is greatly lessened when a large percentage of a given population has gotten vaccinated and fights it off. And when the large percentage of the population is also practicing good public health measures, such as wearing a mask and social distancing and all of those things. So it was first thought that about 70% of the population would have to be vaccinated to achieve herd immunity. However, many scientists, including Dr. Fauci, have said that that number could be anywhere from 70 to 90% range. The bottom line is whatever that number is between 70 and 90, the more people who get vaccinated in a community, greater the chances of diminishing the spread of the disease to the point where it can be managed and no longer presents a public health crisis. People want to know, are the vaccines free? Yes, they are free, absolutely free. And are the vaccines mandatory? No, they are not. They are under emergency authorization from the Federal Drug Administration. So no, they are not mandatory, but folks, if you're eligible to get one, because why take a chance? And if you can protect your family and protect our community and others, do your part. So if you want more information on any of these questions, and you'll find those the frequently asked questions that I just communicated here and where the dashboard lives on local statistics, you should go to in Ulster County, COVID-19.ulstercountyny.gov/vaccine-resource-center. That's COVID-19.ulstercountyny.gov/vaccine-resource-center. For the New York site, you would go to COVID-19vaccine.health.ny.gov. And you'll find all of the information there. You can also find the information on eligibility and also the vaccine notification request form that you can fill out on the county site, and a lot more great information. And also, if you have any questions, you want to talk to a real live human being, here in Ulster County, we have a recovery service center that deals with COVID-related issues and actually all county services. And these folks are great. They have they've been specially trained to provide, to answer your questions and get you to the right place for yourself and your family. And that number is 845-443-8888, 845-443-8888. So folks, stay safe, be well, let's all help protect each other. We are going to get through this. I know that there's a lot of anxiety and frustration out there, and we totally get it. And we're working flat out, trust me. We're working flat out to do everything we can to help protect you and our community. So thank you so much. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.